Hello. Welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baia. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1. It's my chance each week to play for you songs I love and occasionally put in something odd, which I call a wombat. An odd thing could be a reading, a joke, a story. Occasionally I'll bring an instrument in and play it, or I'll sing you a song or tell you a story from my life. Those things are wombats. So Wombats and Music. And this show will be playing, it'd be October 10th. And the previous show, October 3rd, was, the October 3rd show, I think it's best forgotten. And that's all I'm going to say about it. But this is going to be a great show. I'm going to start off with a song by Tracy Chapman from 1988. Often when I find a song I like, it turns out it was a big hit. Often it was the first hit of the person who sang it, and but that's not the case in this one. This is one that I like especially that wasn't a big hit. It was a hit, but it wasn't one of the top 10 or anything like that. But I just think it's a wonderful song, and I think that Tracy Chapman's voice, I think there's some sort of pathos in here, some sort of poignancy that just cuts through everything. So for me, it's one of my favorite songs, and I hope you like it.
Sorry, it's all that you can say. Years gone by and still words don't come easily. Like sorry. Forgive me, it's all that you can say. Years gone by and still words don't come easily. Like forgive me. Say, baby.
That was Baby Can I Hold You by Tracy Chapman. The next song up is Jennifer Lawrence, an Academy Award winner and a very talented young actress. I think she was selected as the sexiest actress in the world last year at some survey. She's still in her early 20s, I think. She started off in Winterbone movie as a young starlet, and then got into the Hunger Games, where she became a big star, and finally won an Academy Award for another movie. This particular song is called Hanging Tree, and Jennifer Lawrence sang it in the Mockingjay film, 2014 Hunger Games. And I read about an interview with her, and she's not really a singer. She was scared to death. She was actually crying when they made her sing this song. She tried to get have someone else do it. And it to her utter amazement, it became popular and sold well. And the interesting to me, anyway, I like the song a lot. She's not a true singer, but somehow her voice works for this. There's something humble and modest and sincere that comes through. And I think the people had to work with the arrangement to make it go as well as it did. But it's a song that I like. First time I heard it, I liked it in the movie, and I've played it many times since.
Are you coming to the tree? They strung up a man, they say, who murdered three. Strange things did happen here, no stranger would it be if we met at midnight in the hanging tree. Are you coming to the tree where a dead man called out for his love to flee? Strange things did happen here, no stranger would it be if we met at midnight in the hanging tree. Are you coming to the tree where I told you to run so we'd both be free? Strange things did happen here, no stranger would it be if we met at midnight in the hanging tree. Are you coming to the tree where a necklace of hope side by side with me? Strange things did happen here, no stranger would it be if we met at midnight in the hanging tree. Are you coming to the tree where I told you to run so we'd both be free? Strange things did happen here, no stranger would it be if we met at midnight in the hanging tree. Are you coming to the tree? They strung up a man, they say who murdered three. Strange things have happened here, no stranger would it be. We met at midnight in the hanging tree. Are you coming to the tree?
Hanging Tree by Jennifer Lawrence. Well, I've been thinking recently about how do you measure a life? How do you value it? How important was someone's life? And I read something recently that said that for most people, nothing ever significant really happens. Only a very, very small percentage of the population actually do anything of any significance or reach fame or anything like that. But one measure that is interesting, it's not the only measure, one is how much joy did that person give during their life. And this next song is by John Hartford. And John Hartford, I think, would rate very high on that, at least for me. John Hartford gave me a lot of joy while he was alive, and he still does his music. This next one's a fiddle song called Blackberry Blossom. I've learned to play this song from his recording. I had to change the pitch. I have a program called the Amazing Slow Downer that allows me to change the pitch. I couldn't play it in the key he was playing it in, but I put it in a different key, and I can slow it down so I can hear the notes. But I just like this a lot, and John Hartford does so many great things. I've got another song later in the show by him where he sings. But this is a fiddle tune, and it's John Hartford playing Blackberry Blossom.
Now Garfield playing at the mouth of a hollering head. Said Garfield, what's that tune? Garfield chewing a chew-a-chew tobacco, spit right down in the blackberry bush. Said by God, well, we'll just call her Blackberry Blossom. And I guess they did. Strings and a white bone keys and a hell the fiddle against his chest. Well, he carried the rage of a blind man's soul as he rocked the fiddle and he pulled the bow.
That was Blackberry Blossom by John Hartford. Well, as I've told you many times, I have wombats on this show. And wombats for me are oddball things, things that don't fit the normal pattern. So the next one qualifies. And also, last week when we were promoting the WEHC, one of the statements was that they often have local groups and artists. Well, I'm a local group. I'm a local artist. The next song, I'm the lead singer, and I don't do this often, so you don't have to bear with me, but it's a wombat. And I was at camp one summer, and I just heard this song recently called The Hard Rock Bottom of Your Heart, which I loved. And so I tried to organize a group, I was kind of a producer, to sing it and to put it together. And I had a lead singer in mind, Jeff Davis, who's a professional musician. And I sent him a tape of it, and he was supposed to learn it, but he didn't learn it. So when he got to camp, he said, you sing it. I'll play mandolin. I said, all right. I was going to play banjo. And so you do hear the banjo in here. That's me. It's not very ornate, but I think it really fits the song well. And I had about five friends up there making the music with me, and we had a ball. We had a great time. So this is me singing Hard Rock Bottom of Your Heart.
From the day I was led to temptation, and in weakness did let your love down, I have prayed that with time and compassion you come around. And I keep waiting for you to forgive me. You keep saying you can't even start, and I feel like a stone you have picked up and thrown to the hard rock bottom of your heart. To the hard rock bottom of your heart. Now this home we have built is still standing. Its foundation is on solid ground. Do we roll up our sleeves and repair it, or burn it down? And I keep waiting for you to forgive me. You keep saying you can't even start, and I feel like a stone you have picked up and thrown to the hard rock bottom of your heart. To the hard rock bottom of your heart. We can't just block it out, we've got to talk it out until our hearts get back in touch. I need your love, I miss it. I can't go on like this, it hurts too much. To the hard rock bottom of your heart. To the hard rock bottom of your heart. To the hard rock bottom of your heart. To the hard rock bottom of your heart.
So that was Harry Baia and friends singing The Hard Rock Bottom of Your Heart. We had a lot of fun. Now, next up is Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson was a big star, died young. And this particular song was more famous for the video that went with it, Thriller. It's called Thriller. It was back in the days, MTV was the beginning of showing songs with videos. Up until then, people just heard music, and there was nothing on TV except an occasional performance. But this MTV concept came in, and people began to make videos that were specially constructed around the song. And Thriller was a classic. Michael Jackson was a wonderful dancer, and this was kind of a zombie theme, and this poor young girl is being chased by zombies, and Michael Jackson saves her. Only at the end of the song, it turns out that he's one of them. So it's a very scary song. But it's also, I think, great music. And another thing about this song, there's a very scary voice in there. It's Vincent Price. I remember Vincent Price as an old man doing scary movies and having this really scary voice. And just recently I saw a movie called Laura, made in, I think, 1940. And Vincent Price is about 6'2 or 3, and he's this handsome young Hollywood actor. I mean, he's just a different guy entirely. I had never seen movies from him as a young man. I always thought of him as this kind of old character actor. But there he was, just as striking as he could be. Anyway, he has the voice. Later on, at the end of the song, when you hear the scary voice come in, that's Vincent Price. And I met him once. I was at a dinner party, and he was the honored guest, and I got to say hello and shake his hand. So this is Thriller by Michael Jackson, with Vincent Price's voice coming in at the end.
Thank you. crawl in search of blood to terrorize your neighborhood. And whosoever shall be found without the soul for getting down must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell. Stenches in the air, the funk of 40,000 years, and grisly ghouls from every tomb are closing in to seal your doom. And though you fight to stay alive, your body starts to shiver, for no mortal can resist the evil of the thriller.
So, that was Vincent Price there at the end, cackling. And that poor girl is trapped in the house with Michael Jackson, who's become one of the zombies. Well, we're going to have another song, and then it's going to be wombat time. But first off, we're going to play something from way back. This is The Battle of New Orleans by Johnny Horton. And this is a historical song, and it's also a fiddle tune. And I recently learned this fiddle tune. Just a great tune. But I always liked this version a lot. This is The Battle of New Orleans. And what happened was that the British were fighting us down in Louisiana. And there was a famous battle there, and this commemorates that. But it's just a great song. It's a Southern thing, and I get a kick out of it. And it's got an alligator in it. And so when it's over, we'll do some other history stuff as our wombat. So I bring you The Battle of New Orleans by Johnny Horton.
Down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans.
We fired our guns and the British kept a coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
We looked down a river and we seen the British come, and there must have been 100 of them beating on the drum. They stepped so high and they made the bugles ring. We stood beside our cotton bales and didn't say a thing.
We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Old Hickory said we could take them by surprise if we didn't fire muskets till we looked them in the eye. We held our fire till we see their faces well. Then we opened up our squirrel guns and really gave them well.
We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles and they ran through bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch them on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We fired our cannon till the barrel melted down, so we grabbed an alligator and we fought another round. We filled his head with cannonballs and powdered his behind, and when we touched the powder off, the gator lost his mind.
We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles and they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
And that was The Battle of New Orleans by Johnny Horton. Last week, I read to you something from John Brown's Body. John Brown's Body is a long, epic poem written by Stephen Vincent Benet. And I've since learned that he wrote it. It was published in 1928. It won the Pulitzer Prize in 1929. And it was performed as a Broadway play in 1953 with Tyrone Power in the main role and Charles Laughton directing. So the fact that I love it, I guess my tastes aren't totally hopeless. Anyway, it's a story of the Civil War, and it covers both the North and the South, and it covers the people who chose not to fight. And it's a very poignant story on all sides. This is the part I'm going to read you is from the middle of the war. Clay Wingate, the young man, the young, probably in his early 20s, has gone off to war from his house, the family plantation, and he's gone off to Wingate Hall, and he's gone off to fight. And he's come back. He hasn't been at war long, and he hasn't really been tested yet, but he will be. And he's home for a while, but he knows it's all changing. He knows that it'll never be the same. And also he has a brief interaction with his lady friend, the woman he will eventually marry, Sally Dupre. But it's all this poignant feeling of knowing that this era of the South, the great plantations and all that, is soon to be ending. And you can feel it in the air, and Stephen Vincent Benet captures that. So I'm starting with the part where Clay Wingate is riding home from his first time at war. So Wingate found it riding at ease, the cloud edge lifting over the trees, a white sail glimmer beyond the rise, a sugar castle that strained the eyes. Then mounting, the shining specter risen at last from the drop of nectar, the cloud expanding, the topsail swelling, the doll's house grown to a giant's dwelling. Porches and gardens and ells and wings, linking together like puzzle rings, till the parts dissolved in a steadfast whole, and Wingate saw it, body and soul. Saw it completely, and saw it gleam, the full-rigged vessel, the sailing dream, the brick and stone that were somehow quick with a ghost not native to stone and brick, the name held high, and the gift passed on from Wingate father to Wingate son. No longer a house, but a conjure stone that could hate and sorrow and hold its own, as long as the seed of Elspeth Mackey could mix its passion with Wingate clay, and wind in the river had memories. Wingate saw it all, but with altered eyes. He was not yet broken on any wheel. He had no wound of the flesh to heal. He had but seen one battle. He was still the corn on ground by the water mill. He had ridden the rainy winter through, and he and Black Whistle were as good as new. The Black Horse troop still carried its pride, and rode as the Yankees could never ride. But when he remembered a year-old dawn, something had come, and something had gone. And even now, when he smelt the spring and his heart was hot with his homecoming, there was a whisper in his ear that said what he did not wish to hear. This is the last, this is the last. Hurry, hurry, this is the last. Drink the wine before it is spilled. Kiss the sweetheart before you're killed. She will be loving, and she will grieve, and wear your heart on her golden sleeve, and marry your friend when he gets his leave. It does not matter that you are still the corn on ground by the water mill. The stones grind till they get their will. Pluck the flower that hands can pluck. Touch the walls of your house for luck. Eat of the fat and drink the sweet. There is little savor in a dead man's meat. It does not matter that you once knew future and past and a different you. That went by when the wind first blew. There is no future. There is no past. There is only this hour, and it goes fast. Hurry, hurry. This is the last. This is the last. And now we're turning over to a party where Sally Dupre is thinking about her new... she and Clay are in love, but they're also at war. They're having issues. You are my foe and my only friend. You are the steel I cannot bend. You are the water at the world's end. But Wingate Hall must tumble down, a dream dissolving, a ruined thing, before we can melt from the shattered crown, gold enough for a wedding ring, and Wingate Hall must lie in the dust, and the wood rot and the iron rust. And the vines grow over the broken bust before we meet without hate or pride, before we talk as lover and bride, before the daggers of our offense have the color of innocence. And nothing is said, and all is said, and after we go looking for secret bread and lie together in the same bed. Yes, it's good music, hear it lift. It is too mellow, it is too swift. I am dancing alone in my naked shift, I am dancing alone in the snowdrift. You are my lover, and you my life, my peace and my unending strife, and the edge of the knife against my knife. I will not make you a porcelain wife. We are linked together for good and all, for the still pool and the waterfall, but you are married to Wingate Hall, and Wingate Hall must tumble down, tumble down, tumble down. Wingate Hall must tumble down, an idol broken apart, before I sew on a wedding gown and stitch my name in your heart. And Wingate Hall must lie in the grass, and the silk stain and the rabbits pass, and the sparrows wash in the gilded glass, before the fire of our anger smothers, and our sorrows can laugh at their leaky brothers. Before the knives of our enmity are buried under the same green tree, and nothing is vowed and all is bowed, and all we have forgotten how to be proud, and we sleep like cherubs in the same cloud. Well, that's Wingate Hall must tumble down. The Civil War is coming and the southern plantations will be crushed. I'm trying to bring out for some of my listeners the other side of what happened in the Civil War. There was evil there. Slavery was an evil thing. And there were even evil people. Some of the people who had slaves were evil, but not all of them. Some of them were, I like to liken them to the Roman citizens. They weren't all cruel. And this is the story of some of them who weren't cruel. Wingate Hall and the plantation. Oh, there were some cruel people in here. They'll turn up. And it's also the story of the North and the Yankees and their fight and what they believed and what they fought for. And it's just a long, poignant story. But the idea is to get across to you that there was something powerfully romantic that died in the Civil War, along with something terribly evil. So that's my Wombat for the Night, reading to you from John Brown's Body by Stephen Vincent Benet. And moving on, we're now going to one of the great classics of American songs. It's American Pie by Don McLean from 1972. It's 8 minutes long. It was number one on the hit parade for 4 weeks. I'm pretty sure it was the first song of this length ever to get up to number one. Actually, there was a shorter version that they played on the air, but still a long song. Oddly enough, I had a friend in New York, or an acquaintance I went to have lunch with, Jimmy Bennison, and he was going to help me find a banjo teacher. We had lunch, and he did help me find a banjo teacher. And while we had lunch, he said, by the way, he said, there's a man living on my property up the river, and he says he's going to be a famous singer. And I said, really? He said, yeah, he's living in the gatehouse on the property. I read it to him. And he told me he has a contract, and he's probably got a song coming out soon. And he said, well, I'll hear about him. I said, oh, well, tell me his name, so I'll look for him. He said, his name is Don McLean. I said, okay, I'll watch for him. Well, he did indeed become famous. Don McLean came out with American Pie. It was his first real hit, and it just blew the socks off everyone. It was an incredible thing. No one really knows what it means. He's tried to, well, he doesn't explain it. He tells a few things about it. But in general, it's kind of American modern history of the recent times, things that happened during his life, and he was a young man then. So this is American Pie by Don McLean.
A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep, I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside. The day the music died. So bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, "This'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die." Did you write the book of love? And do you have faith in God above? If the Bible tells you so, shoes. Man, I dig those rhythm and blues. I was a lonely teenage bronc and buck with a pink carnation and a pickup truck. But I knew I was out of luck the day the music died. I started singing bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. This'll be the day that I die. Now for 10 years we've been on our own, and moss grows fat on a rolling stone. But that's not how it used to be. When the jester sang for the king and queen in a coat he borrowed from James Dean, and a voice that came from you and me. King was looking down, the jester stole his thorny crown, the courtroom was adjourned, no verdict was returned. And while Lennon read a book on Marx, the quartet practiced in the park, and we sang dirges in the dark. The day the music died, we were singing American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, and singing, "This'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die." Help the skelter in the summer swelter, the birds flew off with a fallout shelter, 8 miles high and falling fast. The jester on the sidelines in a cast. Now the halftime air was sweet perfume, while the sergeants played a marching tune. We all got up to dance, oh, but we never got the chance. As the players tried to take the field, the marching band refused to yield. Do you clenched in sang the blues, and I asked her for some happy news, but she just smiled and turned away. I went down to the sacred store where I'd heard the music years before, but the man there said the music wouldn't play. And in the streets the children screamed, the lovers cried and the poets dreamed, but not a word was spoken. The church bells all were broken, and the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they caught the last train for the coast the day the music died. And they were singing, bye bye Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. They were singing, bye bye Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die.
Don McLean singing American Pie, one of the great American classic songs of my lifetime. Next up is Susan Werner. She's a modern singer, mostly folk. She also does gospel. She's done some nightclub kind of work. Started recording in the 90s, and this song is called Did Trouble Me, and she wrote it, and Tom Jones picked it up and recorded it. It's been around a little bit. You know, I like this song, so of course, I only play things I love, so no surprise that I like the song, right? So this is Did Trouble Me by Susan Werner.
When I closed my eyes so I would not see, my Lord did trouble me. When I let things stand that should not be, my Lord did trouble me. When I held my head too high, too proud, my Lord did trouble me. When I raised my voice too little, too loud, my Lord did trouble me. Did trouble me with a word or a sign, with the ringing of the bell in the back of my mind. Did trouble me, did stir my I slept too long, slept too deep.
My Lord did trouble me.
Put a worrisome vision into my sleep.
My Lord did trouble me.
When I held myself away and apart.
My Lord did trouble me.
And the tears of my brother did move my heart.
My Lord did trouble me.
Did trouble me. With a word or a sign, with the ringing of a bell in the back of my mind. It did trouble me, it did stir my soul, for to make me human, to make me whole. Thank you.
trouble me.
Whatever I do and wherever I go,
my Lord, don't trouble me.
In the whisper of the wind and the rhythm of the song,
my Lord, don't trouble me.
To keep me on the path where I belong,
my Lord, don't trouble me.
Will trouble
me,
but with a word or sign.
That was Susan Werner singing Did Trouble Me. Next up is a song called Give Me the Flowers While I'm Living. There are a bunch of songs that say the same thing. They basically say, don't wait till someone dies to honor them. If there's someone you care about, honor them now. And this is John Hartford singing this. They had a concert for him. He was ill and only had a year or so to live, maybe less. And they had this concert. They allowed him to play and perform. And he talks before the song to the audience, telling them about what he's going to, what the song means to him. So this is John Hartford singing, Give Me the Flowers While I Live.
I'd like to say a few words before we do the next part of this program. I'd like to tell you that this tribute to me is a tremendously emotional thing for me. I've only had this done once before, and it was real hard for me. I mean, it's something that naturally my ego the adrenaline and the ego that goes along with it is just incredible. But I guess it's a little bit awkward. But I can't tell you how on my knees, or I don't know how to describe it. But I'm really emotionally grateful to everybody. If for no other reason, coming out and validating what I've been doing for all these years, which I kind of thought was pretty crazy. Now, if I'm going to be true to form, I got to tell it to you like it is, and I got to be real honest with you. I know why you're here. I know why everybody's here. They think I'm going to croak. Hey, you know. Now, everybody here tonight has done their part. And if I was to do my part, I should wait for about 3 weeks while it's still fresh on everybody's mind and then kick off. But we got the whole month of October booked. So I can't do that. I would like to express my feelings in a song, because I think it seems like that expresses my feelings better than anything else. And I've rewritten the words to an old Flat and Scrugg song that is called Give Me the Flowers While I'm Living. Oh, you've given me my flowers while I'm living, and you've let me enjoy them while I can. You didn't wait until I was ready to be buried and slip some goddamn lilies in my hand. Thank you.
So that was a very short song from John Hartford, but a poignant statement. If you're listening to this show, it's the week after our fund drive, but we still need contributions, And if you'd like to make a contribution to WEHC, go to our website, WEHCFM.com, and you can find a button there that allows you to make a contribution. I had a show last week where I asked for contributions, and unfortunately, I didn't have the right phone number, but even then I got some contributions. So please, if you can. And just want to say one more thing about the station. Emery and Henry has had this radio station for 25 years, and it's been a pleasure for me to be part of it for the last 7 years, I think, or so. And I love doing this show, and we need money. The school is tight, and so we need to raise more money from outside. And if you or your employer could contribute to the station WEHC, it would be greatly appreciated. You've been listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baia. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7. This is WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College. And it's our pleasure to bring the show Monday nights at 7, Saturdays at 1. And I want to just ask you to do something for me, which I ask you to do every week. Together, I want us to do this, and this is this. Please help me to celebrate most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.